Good morning. 6:22 a.m. on Friday, October the 2nd, 2015. Yesterday was quite a day. No, I didn't get any writing done. Not too surprising. The only writing I was doing yesterday was responding to Facebook and Twitter comments on various blogs. So thanks to everybody who's been so supportive. When I got up this morning, my sales rank in Amazon.com was 197, sub 200. That's a really good sales rank. It debuted, the first sales rank I saw was 413, and it went up by 200 slots before the end of day. It might have been higher in the middle of the night, I don't know. I didn't see it then. I went to bed around 10:30 and got up at 5:30. I'm sleepy. I had to get the kid back from rehearsal last night, so it was late. But, you know, clearly a book people were waiting for. Now I gotta get the next book going. A lot of people are asking about audio. Yes, I'm going to do audio. I don't know when I'm going to do audio or not how I'm going to do audio. But clearly, I need to do the audiobooks. Back when I started doing this, podcasting was really the only way to get audio out to people. And I still want to do the podcast. I still want to do the free podcast. But I'm going to put together audiobook versions without all the podcast accoutrement, episode and intro, outro, etc. Because once I've got the narration track, then I can recombine them any way I want. And that would be my plan. Ah, yeah. So, let's see, what else? My brain is full of... Holy cow. That happened. So, the thing that I'm thinking about now is what's going to happen now that it might have peaked. Now, to be fair, peeking after one day isn't exactly... I'll be good, dog. Peeking after one day isn't exactly the goal. And perhaps once I get the customers who bought this also bought these other books listed, which usually doesn't happen for 3 or 4 days. I might get a secondary push, which would be good. So far, I'm grateful that a lot of people... I spent some time yesterday writing a long post on nickandlowell.com about why the books are no longer available anywhere but Amazon. And the answer is... as you know, I can't afford to not at least try going all in with Amazon to see what happens. So far, the very, very, very early results are pretty, pretty cool. So, yeah. I don't know how much the pages read contributes to bestseller rank, but I had a lot of pages read. And I've had a lot of sales. Pretty much, I think almost everybody who clicked the link in the email list, I sent an email to the list yesterday at 6 a.m. And pretty much everybody who clicked that link, I think, has bought the book. The numbers are really close together in terms of clicks and buys. I'm also sure that a lot of them are, or at least a certain number of them, are not from the email. But still, that's pretty good. From a business standpoint, launching into Amazon seems to have been a good thing. Not doing a pre-order seems to be a good thing. To begin with, I couldn't have done a pre-order because the cover was the holdup, and I couldn't do the pre-order without some sort of kludgy cover as a placeholder. And I'm not 100% sure that I really understand or I'm pretty sure I don't like what I've seen so far, but I'm also pretty sure I don't really understand how pre-orders affect initial ranking. The maxim about ranking and sales and stickiness and Amazon algorithms is up like a rocket, down like a rock. And unfortunately, I'm eyeing the sales rank climb as definitely rocket territory, and I'm a bit concerned that around noon today it'll start falling like a rock. Okay, stopping. There we go. Put the blinker light on first. I'll let you go. That one three-way intersection that just always seems to have some kind of problem with traffic on it, and I have no idea why. I think it's just that there is a regular steady stream of cars through there, and while there is no congestion because there's no, you know, there's not a lot of cars all at once, they're spread out and pretty regular, and like there's always at least one, if not two, sitting there at the stop signs waiting when I get there to cross that street. I saw this guy coming from well down the street, and he pulled up to the stop sign and stopped, and with no blinker light, I assumed that he was going to go straight. I got about halfway across the lane he needed when he put his blinker light on. It's like, dumbass. So anyway, yeah. So most of my brain is taken up with, okay, this is going pretty well. I'm trying to stay up with the people on social media. When there's a lot of activity, I like to make sure that people know that I hear them and I appreciate it. Morning. Okay. Walking along in the dark over there with his dog. He's got his hand up waving back and forth. I couldn't barely, just barely make him out. So yeah, today's October 2nd. If I start today, I should have a book in time. So it's time to put on a clean pair of jeans and a fresh shirt, settle in for 5K. I got 1,500 words, more or less. I think it was like 14 and a fraction. So if I could get to 6,500 words today, that would be good. Actually, if I could get to 5,000 words today, so I have 5,000 word increments on post, I would be happy with that. I would call that a blue day. Most of the days these lately days have been. Yesterday I have to give myself a green day for this, for the lunch, but I've got to write a book this month, I've got to write a book next month, and I've got to write a book in December. So I've got to write 3 books in 3 months. And I think I'm in good shape, which oh, I'm going to regret having said that, I know. But the first book of the series is also the tone setter, the trend setter, the anchor that kicks it. And I've got so many people now who are so excited about perhaps the next Ishmael book. And I'm teasing them with this Smargo's Tale. In hopes that they will pick that one up. In December. Also got to get the paperback out before Christmas. I've had a couple people who said, you know, I love it. I want to give it to somebody. I need it in paper. Paper takes 2 or 3 weeks to process. Most of it is not time that I have to spend, although I do have to spend a half a day getting it formatted, getting it put together, getting the PDFs and the covers and everything put together for create space. Wait for it to be shipped in, and then I can spend a couple 3 days marking it up. So call it a week's worth of work, stretch over a 2 week period. Maybe. Particularly if I get this book going, sun's coming up fine. The picture this morning was just like the little dots of the lights across the park. It was pretty humorous. Oh, there's so much smoke in the air this morning. Is this another forest fire somewhere? House fire? It smells like a house fire. It has a certain dump smell to it. I didn't see my friend Ron this morning. That was sort of unexpected. I would have thought he might be out, but Maybe he was waiting for sunrise. That's tomorrow, Saturday. No driving tomorrow. No kid driving tomorrow. I am so ready for breakfast. I did get a cup of coffee before I had to go out this morning. It was 5:30 before I crawled out of bed, and it's 6 o'clock when I walked out the door, so I have not been up very long. Even now, near the end of my walk, it's barely more than an hour. So I'm kind of... Yeah, weather report says rain. I believe it. I'm glad I got out early, because my guess is I won't be walking later. It's quite a good breeze coming in from the southeast. I just looked at the flags on the house here, which may be not exactly accurate because of their proximity to the house, but still... It's quite a good breeze. Yep, seems to be south, southeast. Anyway, here we go. Coming up, almost back to the house. I'm trying to walk a little bit faster than normal today. I'm trying to get back down under 19 minutes. Because that's the aerobic benefit level and the fitness level that I need to be at. So far I haven't really done it. I think I did it one day. I also don't have Endomondo running, so I don't know what my pace is or anything. I just need to get out and walk every day. That's my first goal. Get out and walk every day. Anything else is gravy. Including, I hate to say it, including the podcast. But, yeah, it's a reason for me to go out besides the walk. Which should be reason enough, although, to be honest, it's not. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.